So I'd like to just make a brief comment about the Torah portion today, or something that's not in the Torah portion today. Before we continue with the Haftarah, does anyone know who does not appear in the Torah portion today? Moses. It's the only, Moshe is not in Titzaveh. It is the only Torah portion that Moshe is not in from the time he first appears in Shmot until the end of Devarim, the only one. And there are many, many explanations. I just want to offer you two. One of them because it's very interesting, and the other because it's very contemporary. First of all, the one that's very extraordinary is the fact that Moshe's yahrzeit, the anniversary of his death, always falls the week that we read Tetzaveh, the 7th of Adar, traditionally, which is, I mean, I don't know how that happens, but it's the only time in which he is not in the Torah reading, and it also is the day on which, according to the tradition, he went up to the mountain, to Har Nevo, and was taken by God. But the other explanation that's given, which struck me as extraordinary this week, is that Moshe was a leader who knew when to recuse himself, when to get out of the way, when to step down. And this was all about Aharon and the priestly garments and the vestments. And Moshe knew that he didn't belong there, that it was Aharon's moment. And so Moshe doesn't appear because this is supposed to be the time for the priests. And I was thinking about that this week when Mubarak found it impossible to step down until there was absolutely no choice. I thought, here's a perfect contrast between a leader who is leading not because of his ego, that is Moshe. Remember, he didn't want leadership in the first place. God forces him into it. And when it's not appropriate for him to lead, he leaves. And a leader who obviously cared about his prestige and his power more than his people. So it's a particularly wonderful week to be reading Tetzaveh, both for the purposes of the tradition and also for its lessons that it has to teach us about the modern world. And as we turn to the Haftarah, let's invite everybody in.